Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. I want to talk to you about why you are finding over and over again that you're dating people, you're interested in people, vice versa, and yet they are not committing to you in relationships. So this is something that I've seen time and time and time and time again with people. And it's not what you think. As a general rule, the situations I see with people in this dynamic, they've got all these great things going for them on paper, right? They're well put together, well-educated, you know, in a great place in life. Maybe they have something they're passionate about that they're doing for a living. And they tend to be like fairly charismatic, charming, outgoing people. The vast majority of the time, the individuals who obviously find themselves in these situations tend to be our anxiously attached individuals. And people would come to me over the years and be like, why can't I just find somebody to commit? Or why do things fizzle out on date three or date four over and over again when I'm meeting people or seeing people? And I'm going to tell you exactly what is going on, because I actually have yet to find an exception to this rule. And this is through thousands of students that I've worked with in webinars, workshops, through the personal development school, in my client-based practice, and literally no exception as of yet. So here's what's going on. You need to know this first. Your conscious mind processes roughly 40 to 60 bits per second of data or information. Your subconscious and unconscious mind collectively process about 1 billion bits per second of data or information. So you are forming very intricate impressions of people when you first meet them in the first 30 seconds of meeting them, based on how much eye contact they make and for how long, based on how much distance or proximity they have towards you when they stand, when they communicate with you, based on their body language, their positioning. You know, are they crossing their arms? Are they holding them open? Are their feet facing towards you? Are they not? By their tone of voice, by the length of time that they speak, there's all this information coming in, and only a very, very tiny amount is making it to your conscious awareness. And this is happening from both ends of the spectrum. So you are giving off a certain impression based on how long you communicate for, how long you maintain eye contact for, your body positioning, your all these different things, micro expressions, body language, tone of voice, speed of speech, like all these things make a very detailed impression on somebody that we store and we feel and we make decisions according to at the subconscious level. In fact, if you didn't already know this from watching this channel, 95 to 97% of our decisions, our thoughts, our feelings, our behaviors are actually subconscious and unconscious combined. And so what's happening is we are giving off these very detailed impressions and people are picking up these very detailed impressions. Now, here's what this actually means according to this topic for today. So why people are not committing in relationships. Well, number one, if you're anxiously attached or if you have a very strong anxious leaning side, which the vast majority of people finding themselves in this position are, you have a subconscious comfort zone. Okay, so you have a relationship. So let's say you grew up in a family where there was emotional unavailability or distancing, or you were made to feel anxiously attached, okay? And you're constantly fearing abandonment, right? And constantly fearing being alone. Whatever we're repeatedly exposed to through repetition plus emotion programs the subconscious mind. So what this means is that you're getting exposed to these wounds of feeling abandoned and alone, maybe because of inconsistency in childhood, maybe because there's a real abandonment that takes place. So now your subconscious comfort zone is to abandon yourself, to abandon your own needs, to abandon your own feelings, to deprioritize what your boundaries are, what your needs are that you want to communicate, and to instead people please, right? To try to gain approval, to avoid abandonment, to avoid being left alone. Two things happen out of that. Number one, your subconscious comfort zone has a massive impact on what you're attracted to. So basically the relationship you have to yourself is going to be what you're most attracted to in other people. If you're abandoning yourself, you are constantly deprioritizing your needs, you're dismissing your feelings, you're dismissing your boundaries, you're actually going to feel really fundamentally and viscerally attracted to people who are going to do the same thing to you. So number one, you're attracted to people who are emotionally unavailable a lot of the time because you are emotionally unavailable to yourself. It's your subconscious comfort zone. It's your warehouse of data, information. And the subconscious mind wants what's familiar because it associates familiarity with safety and survival. So if you are emotionally unavailable to yourself, if you don't know how to sit down, be with yourself, journal, know what's going on inside of yourself, feel comfortable in your alone time, you're going to feel attracted to people who treat you in that same way, who are distancing themselves, who don't want to spend a lot of alone time being really present with you, who are emotionally unavailable to you, who dismiss your needs, deny your boundaries, dismiss your feelings, because that's comfortable to your subconscious mind. So this is one of the biggest reasons. And the second reason, and remember, in that very first impression, if somebody's not making a lot of eye contact, is a little bit dismissive, keeps a lot of distance and not a lot of proximity, has closed off body language, all of these things are leaving this impression. And you're going to start going, ah, the emotionally unavailable person that I'm so attracted to. And this is going to draw you in. Familiarity, subconscious comfort zone. So that's the first major reason. The second major reason is that you're doing the opposite. Okay. So you are often not realizing how much you're not leaving enough proximity, how much you're coming towards somebody, maybe a little bit too soon, how all of your body language, micro expressions, tone of voice, proximity, how it can be too open too fast. And then when you combine that with the fact that you're attracted to emotionally unavailable people, you've got this like 1-2 punch, right? It's like a double whammy. You're going to push the emotionally unavailable person away while also being attracted to the emotionally unavailable person. And you're going to find yourself repeating these patterns over and over again. Now, you may not realize somebody's emotionally unavailable until day 2 or 3, because these are your patterns, right? This is what you're used to, but this is what's going on beneath the surface. And eventually it will make it to your conscious mind, or you will see the output of behavior when the person doesn't call or text back. And this is so important to correct and to pay attention to. Otherwise, we're going to keep going through these same patterns over and over and over again. So the healing is in correcting the subconscious comfort zone in relationship to self. This means in key crucial areas, reprogramming core wounds. I'm abandoned. I'm alone. I'm not good enough. I'll be rejected. So doing some reprogramming. Number two, learning to take up space, doing exposure work on having boundaries, expressing your needs, asserting yourself in different forms, being comfortable in relationship to self, to know who you are, strengthening that sense of self and identity. And last but not least, this is basically it. Like, this is the key components. It's reprogramming core wounds. It's learning to set boundaries. It's strengthening the sense of self-identity and feeling comfortable taking up space, knowing who you are, what you want, a mission and vision for your life. And when you have a strong sense of self, you won't keep going through those people-pleasing behaviors. You won't feel this need to get so close to somebody else to fill your buckets for validation, for reassurance, because a lot of that will start coming from the inside out, and you'll have greater self-confidence and self-esteem, which is also much more attractive to people externally. So I hope this makes sense to you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe to this channel if you're getting value from it and you've been hanging out here and haven't subscribed yet. I would super appreciate it. And that is it for today. And I will see you in the next video.